It can be hard to face this because it can feel like that's the end. It can feel like, well, that's it. If that is true, then I'm really screwed. If that is true, then I really can't get ahead. I'm talking about existentially being in that position where you are in a fantasy about the other party's actual commitment to whatever endeavor you've decided on. That's what I mean. And I want us to build the muscle a little bit more firmly of actually auditing actions to see if they align with what is being said. That's what I want us to do.
Hello, hello. You are listening to Your Unapologetic Career. Being a woman of color faculty in academic medicine who wants to make a real difference with your career can be tough. Listen, these systems are not built for us, but that doesn't mean we can't make them work for us. In each episode, I'll be taking a deep dive into one core growth strategy so you can gain confidence and effectiveness in pursuing the dream career you worked so hard to achieve. All you have to do is tune in to Your Unapologetic Career with me, your host, Kemi Dole, physician, surgeon, researcher, coach, and career strategist, for an always authentic, sometimes a little raw, but unapologetically empowering word. I keep it real for you because I want you to win. Okay, I don't know about you, but for me, whenever I'm trying to learn something new or integrate something new in my life, I really need to see it written down. I need a framework to understand how to make it come alive for me, and also so I can adapt it to make it work for me. And that's what I was thinking about when I started writing the KD Coach Foundation newsletters way back in 2019. I spent about 18 months writing these twice a month, thinking about all the ways in which I could communicate really clearly and honestly, briefly, about some career-shifting tactics, strategies, and perspectives that can truly change people's experience of their career. Now, let's be honest, some of these were great, some of them were good, and some of them were just a really good try. But what I've done is compiled them into a digestible format of all of the great ones. I want to be able to keep this knowledge going. I got so many messages over and over again about how much the newsletters were changing people's approach to their productivity, the approach to managing their sanity and their energy during the week, and their approach to thinking about how to translate the goals and the desires of their career into functional, actual actions in their day in and day out experience. If you're interested in any of that, I really encourage you to sign up for our newsletter, the KD Coaching Foundations. It's free 99 and you can sign up at www.kemidole/foundations. Once you sign up, you will get one of these top tier, best performing, most cited newsletters from that period of time in your inbox every 2 weeks. I share these because I know, honestly, a lot of people are never going to sign up for Get That Grant. A lot of people are not going to be able to access the coaching we do because we're unapologetically focused on women of color faculty in academic medicine. But hey, I still want to help our entire field. I want to start a revolution. So if you haven't checked it out yet, definitely sign up at www.kemidole.com/foundations to check out our Career Foundations series. Hey, 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 welcome back to the show. Today, I want to talk about a trend that I feel like I have certainly kind of fallen into, and I see a lot of us struggling with at times, that I felt was worthy of an episode. I feel like I should preface this episode by saying it's a little bit one of those, like, you know, tough love, some of those tough love, snatching edges type situation. So I want to say up front that my goal, as always, is not to make anybody feel bad, not to make anybody feel like misled or, you know, just bad. I don't want you to feel not confident. I don't want you to have any of those icky feelings. My goal with this is to
have you feeling empowered. That is actually always my goal. But I'm going to use a metaphor that just I think is worth it, even though I'm going to acknowledge that, I don't know, it could feel a little triggering. Okay. And this goes back to, like, y'all know that phrase, like, he's just not that into you. Okay. So let's put the heterosexism, the misogyny, all that stuff aside. Let's just take the phrase, right? I think when I say that, we all know what we're talking about, where you get this friend and the friend is like, oh, this person loves me. This person does this. He's really interested. He doesn't text back, but that's because of this. And, like, you know when your friend is doing this, and you can just listen to them have this, like, whole fantasy of this person. And meanwhile, you're like, it sounds like he's not that into you. Like, you know, you're not trying to be negative. You're not trying to burst anybody's bubble. You probably want to be tentative around it. But the bottom line is, like, you can hear and see, you know, your friend, your loved one, whatever, like, just creating this whole fantasy of another person being, like, dedicated to them and supporting them, being into them, being excited about a relationship. And you're looking like, I see all the red flags. I see all the things that are not happening. I see all the excuses that you are making for this person. What I don't see is tangible evidence that they're into you. Okay. So having established that, I want to talk a little bit about how we find ourselves in that place with our institutions. Yes. You all, we find ourselves saying things like, I'm really supported by my institution. They really care about where I'm trying to go. They really support me because of XYZ. They're really trying to help me reach my goals. And then you might be asking yourself, or maybe somebody is asking you a bunch of questions whose answers do not reflect that reality. They really support me in trying to get this program off the ground, but I have no money, no budget, no resources, no time dedicated to do it. They really want to support me in my research career. They believe that I can be a successful independent scientist, but I'm coming up on a bit of a funding gap, and they're saying that they can do nothing about it, and they're just going to add another clinic to my schedule. They really believe in my leadership potential and really feel like I can be a leader in the field and want to support my career. And when an obvious leadership position came up for which is exactly where I want to go, they did not even consider my application. They did not even consider my candidacy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I think the reason why this happens, once again, as I've said before, is that we have a dominant culture of passive-aggressive communication in academics, certainly in academic medicine and public health. I think that we normalize people saying things they don't mean. We normalize people saying things like, oh yeah, well, we could do this, or this could happen, or all these things, and, like, not holding anybody accountable to their word. Does this go back to the fact that in many places we have crises of leadership competence because we do not actually train people to be leaders? We just put people in leadership positions because they've been around for a while, or we put people in leadership positions because somebody leaves and, quote, somebody has to do it. Yes, there are all of these things that contribute to this issue. But the bottom line is, what happens is that it can leave us as individual faculty members, it can leave you in this situation where you are in a story around how you are supported by your institution, or supported by a certain leader, or supported by a certain mentor, yet you have no tangible evidence to show other than something like they gave you a job, or other than something like they do the bare minimum required. You continue to get paid, which is not evidence of any of that. And the reason why I bring it up is because it's actually very difficult for you to fully face whatever challenge that you're up against, whether it's a time constraint, whether it's a budget issue, whether it is a pathway to leadership, like, whatever it is very difficult for you to face that challenge with your full resources and thinking and problem solving and harnessing all of your actual informed believers. It is very difficult for you to do that when you are still in a fantasy of being quote unquote supported by whatever institution or person, because you are still making up a reality that doesn't exist. And I think we do this because it can be hard for us to face facts. It can be hard for us to face, like, this person is actually not going to meaningfully take any action on my behalf here. It's not happening. This person or this institution keeps saying, this is important to us, this is important to us, this is important to us. And it's been a year and there's no work plan. There's no budget number. There's no milestones. There's no process. At some point, I have to recognize that they are not actually that into this. Okay? And again, I know it can be hard to face this because sometimes in doing so, we feel like, well, if this isn't true, if I'm not really supported, if this person doesn't really have my back, if this person is not willing to actually take action to support me, if they're not willing to actually have resources, et cetera, behind me, if that's not actually true, what am I going to do? Everything is lost. Like, I think internally, it's this terrible fear of actually having to face reality, which is that you don't have the support that you want, which is that you don't have the support that you need, which is that you don't have the resources that you need. You're actually not in the position that you felt that you were, which means that when an institution says, oh, XYZ is really important to us, but they don't actually do anything about that, they don't actually support that, then that means that it's not actually important to them. It can be hard to face this because it can feel like that's the end. It can feel like, well, that's it. If that is true, then I'm really screwed. If that is true, then I really can't get ahead. And again, I can't say we, our, whatever, because I've been in this position. This is not about any particular institution or person. I feel like I have to say that all the time. This is about talking about existentially being in that position where you are in a fantasy about the other party's actual commitment to whatever endeavor you've decided on. That's what I mean. And I want us to build the muscle a little bit more firmly of actually auditing actions to see if they align with what is being said. That's what I want us to do. Somebody who's like, ooh, we should write a paper together, and then a paper never gets written, that's no big deal. That's not what I'm talking about. Somebody who says, oh, don't worry, I'm here to support you. I'm here to support you in your career. I'm here to do everything I can to help you be successful. And then you need somebody to advocate for you and they won't. That's what I'm talking about. There are people who are very well-meaning. They are very well-meaning. When they say, I'm here to support you, when they say, I'm here to help you, they actually do mean that. They really do. What they are not accurate with is their actual ability to do so. So they mean it when they say, I'm here for you and I support you. But they are not accurate with what that actually means. They are not at a place, and I would call this professional development skills, emotional maturity, and clear communication, but they are not at a place where they can be accurate with what support they can actually give you. And when that's the case, it can be very confusing because you can be listening to a message over and over saying, I support you, we support you, we're here for you, whatever. And then the actions you're getting are like, you're on your own, you're on your own, you're on your own, you're on your own. And you feel crazy. You feel like it's me. And I'm here to tell you, I'm the friend going, it's not you. He's just not that into you. I'm the friend going, it's not you. They just don't actually know how to support you. It's not you. They actually don't have the courage built up yet to do what needs to be done. It's not you. But you do have to recognize that you're going to have to put another vocabulary word on this person because support is not quite the right one. You're going to have to put another vocabulary word on this institutional initiative because commitment, support, interest is not the right one. We're going to have to be able to have a process where we ask ourselves, especially for the moments that matter, for the projects, for the work that is most important, is this person's actions aligning with what they said? Are the institution's actions aligning with what they said about me? And again, I know that can be scary, but what's true is that you are resourceful, but you are going to be the most resourceful. You are going to have the ability to have the greatest problem solving on behalf of yourself and your challenges when you can see the actual landscape clearly. And what I see happen too often is people wasting weeks, months, years, literally wasting years in a place or in a relationship because they are trying to make the fantasy a reality, even though it's not there. I don't want us to do that. I want us to recognize, just like you would tell your friend, even if you're devastated, that he's not that into you. Even if you're devastated by that, what I know for sure is that you're going to be okay. What I know for sure is that you are a valuable, amazing, interesting person, and there is a different future out there available to you. And that's what I would say. What I know for sure is that if you are in a place where ultimately they are not interested in supporting you, it is not the end of the world. There are other places. There are other options. But you are not going to get there without being clear. And just so we don't jump the gun, just so we don't go from 0 to 60, please review the prior episodes on clear communication, on making sure you've actually asked for help, on all of the things. Listen to the episode on whether it's time to leave your institution. I have a lot of work in this space. So please avail yourself of those things. But when you have, please also take a moment to tell yourself the truth, whether it's about a professional relationship or relationship with your institution, and make sure that the people that you have earmarked as being supportive, as being there for you, as being part and parcel of your goal of getting where you want to go, actually take action to support those roles that they occupy for you. This is why community is so important. This is why connecting with other like-minded colleagues who are informed believers, who know what you're up against and believe in what you can do, is so important. Because none of us want to do this alone. None of us can do this alone. None of us have to do this alone. But we will actually create a situation. I won't say we'll create. We will collaborate with a situation that leaves us more and more and more isolated because we will fight for the fantasy that we are getting support. We will fight for the fantasy that we have what we need when we don't. And lastly, I'll just say something that may be unspoken among some of you listening, maybe not, I'm not sure. But, you know, there's this notion of like, well, you know, institutional resources are finite, you know, money doesn't grow on a tree in the backyard. There are certain things we can and can't do. Somebody can support you, but still not be able to like actually do anything, give you any money, give you any time, whatever. Like that's just the nature of the game. And this is what I want to let you know. I wish somebody had told me this. I really want you to understand that things that are prized, people, initiatives that are prized and deemed important by a person or an institution will receive resources, period. It is not true that nobody's getting anything. It is not true that there's nothing to do. The question that you have to ask yourself is the career vision that you have, what you are trying to do, where you're trying to go, aligned with what either your person, mentor, leader, or institutional relationship also wants? And if so, and those things align, then there is time and there are resources available for you. If they do not, it is better to know and move from there. All right. I hope that wasn't too harsh. What I'll leave you on, maybe an optimistic note, is that what I've seen most often is, even though it can take, again, truly sometimes years to get to this clarity, two things can happen. One, people start telling the truth for the first time to the people they work with. I know it's like, kind of takes my breath away every time I think about it, but for the first time in years, people start telling the truth to the mentors and the leaders and the colleagues they work with about what they want, about the work they want to do, about how they want to do it, about where they want to go, and they get what they need because they finally tell the truth. They stop hiding and thinking that what's required is to be like everybody else, and they actually just tell the truth. They get what they're looking for. The other thing that happens is that people really see what they need. They really recognize it's not around them, whether it's a relationship or an institution. They go through the process of actually asking for help in a full and complete manner. They do not leave anything to imagination. They do not try to Amelia Bedelia their way into explanations. They stop short of nothing less than crystal clear data and information about whether and how they can get to where they want to go, where they're at, or with the person they're with. And when they have the information, sometimes the answer is no, it's true. And you know what? That right there is the biggest challenge. Facing the no. Once you've got the no, once you really face it, that's when the opportunities open up. That's when the problem solving really starts. That's when you realize, okay, this is my time to make a right or left turn, make a pivot. It's a dead end here. And what's so odd is that even though it's a closed door, what actually happens is a renewal of spirit and energy, because something in you realizes, I'm so glad that we have finally stopped trying to do something impossible. I am so glad that we have finally stopped fighting the long defeat. I am so glad that we get to harness our energy, our time, and our efforts towards work that will actually move us in the direction we want to go. And that feels good. All right, y'all. I hope this was helpful to you. If it was, come and find me on Facebook, Instagram, or Threads at Kemi Doll, KEMIDOLL. Full government name on all platforms. Let me know if this resonated for you, if there are experiences you've had in the past where you're like, oh yeah, I was definitely that girl, because I know it's happened to me. So we can normalize this, but also so we can help ourselves not stay in that space for any longer than we need to be. What's true is that you have what you need. What's true is that the dream and the future and the career that you want is possible. And what's also true is that you must decide to claim it for yourself and then start taking actions with courage. All right, take care, y'all. Bye. Have a great week. Hello, I'm coming through to remind you that we are starting a listener letter segment on the Your Unapologetic Career podcast. Write in with questions that you have. You can ask me anything. I will decide what I want to answer. You can bring forth challenging situations or suggest topics you might want to hear more about. To do that, you can reach me at podcast@kdollcoach.com. That's podcast@kdollcoach.com with your questions. Please note if you'd like to be anonymous, and I will always do my best to keep you so. Excited to hear from y'all.